Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas, whatever your wildest dreams. If you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator. One site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
And away we go. Hour number two of our radio program. That's how you know it's football season, Hickey. Holy crap. We've already done an hour of this very fine radio program. I feel like I've been sitting in this chair for 2 minutes. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life well, Rocket can. Coming up at the top of the hour, we do this each and every year to kick off the NFL season, or at least we've done it for the last 3 years. So I guess we could say each and every year. Scott Hansen is going to join us from Red Zone, the preeminent Red Zone host in this country. I don't even think there's a guy that could even be a close second. And I basically do a Red Zone show every Sunday on Ion Football from 12 to 8 p.m. Eastern. But I can't even, on television, Hickey? I don't even think there's a close second.
I didn't even know there was a second show to compare.
Well, isn't there some guy with big ears that does it? What's that guy's name who doesn't like us?
Voldemort?
Yeah. Nice line out of you. Look at Hickey. Nice job.
The man who shall not be named.
And pretty much. Like on the DA show, they won't mention Robbie Rosenhaus's name because I guess him and Mraz have some beef. On this show, we won't mention Andrew. I just won't even say the guy's last name. Guy was so sensitive. Sliding into my DMs called me clickbait because we posted a clip saying that he does not believe that Scott Hansen has only taken one bathroom break throughout the year. So I'll be civil during that interview, though, with Scott Hansen. I won't put Scott in an awkward position. I don't need him to start saying to me, Zach, I'm only here to talk about Dr. Teals and pull a whole Aaron Donald situation. Rams, by the way, 0-1 since Aaron Donald appeared on this show and didn't want to answer questions about why he was swinging his helmet or swinging someone else's helmet at them in a joint practice with the Cincinnati Bengals. Isn't that wild that we still don't know who the Bengals player was that got their own helmet swung at them in those joint practices? I would have thought by now, let me ask you this, Hickey. If you were on the Bengals and Aaron Donald hit you over the head with a helmet, would you come forward and speak out about that?
No.
Really?
I'd be embarrassed. I don't be known as a guy who Aaron Donald swung the helmet at.
It could be impressive, though. There's no injuries reportedly, I guess.
Now, I do want to know who is the guy who shoved Aaron Donald to the ground. That's the guy that should reveal themselves. That was impressive. I mean, who's shoving Aaron Donald to the ground?
I am the captain now, pretty much.
I mean, that takes like three offensive linemen to do. So that guy should stand up and be like, yeah, that was me. Maybe it was Alex Capo or, you know, one of the new guys they signed. There's Joe Burrow. Or, I'm sorry, I'm thinking the wrong team. Sorry. I was thinking the right team.
Right team.
What are
Lyle
you now? Collins.
Come on. You had a good line. You had a good moment. And then you just don't like any praise. Myself. And then you just projectile vomited all over yourself. Yeah, you were right. Kappa, Collins, Karras, that whole Bengals offensive line going up against Donald. So, anyway, it's just bizarre to me that no one has come forward yet. And it's too late now. But if I got hit over the head with a helmet by Aaron Donald, I would say, yeah, Aaron Donald swung a helmet at me. NFL, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, we can't punish players because it was a practice and we don't have control and jurisdiction over the joint practices. We let the teams police that.
So, look at that. Siciliano. Oh, I just said it. Sorry. And Aaron Donald. Is Aaron Donald on our S list? I don't think he's on our S list.
No, I don't think he did. I think he's, if anything, on the A list.
Yeah, we went viral because of Aaron Donald.
And
we really went viral because of the PR person stepping in.
He, you know, It wasn't mad at you.
Yeah.
Just want to answer and talk about his promotion.
I don't have many people on my S list. Cecilia is.
Yeah, who's on there? How many people?
Oh,
like five?
No.
You have to name them all because I'm sure maybe.
I just think just two.
Who's the other? Is it me?
No.
Okay. All right, we'll take it.
A former CBS Sports radio host that used to be on the weekends, who once tried to get me fired from another job. We'll get into I've told that story before.
Holy cow. That makes sense.
Just like the other guy, he was a little sensitive because I was reading a Facebook post of his that he did not think was public, even though it was on Facebook. And then he threatened to call my boss and get me fired. So those two guys.
Oh, man.
Cicero!
Wow.
That wasn't the guy that tried to get me fired. He
two
was just,
people.
You're clickbait, you hack, blah, blah, blah. And the other guy, I'll just leave it at that. We don't need to say
interesting.
I've said his name before. We don't need to say. I'm not going to say either of those guys' names ever again in my life. All right. 5 minutes in to the second hour of the Zach Gelb Show, and Hickey's just basically trying to make me throw zingers at everyone so Barrett Sports Media writes articles about us. Zach Gelb hates this person. Zach Gelb hates that person. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to make me become so controversial that the management wants nothing to do with me, and then you just swoop right in, and then you're hosting the show.
I'm trying to improve my interview skills, and I'm learning from you how to push a subject. And I said, you know, I learned from Aaron Donald. You asked the tough questions. I'm going to do the same thing.
And now you're being a kiss-ass. Now you're just being a kiss-ass. And by the way, I listened to your Colts podcast. Who was the no-name player that you guys had on?
No, Jesus.
Oh, he's a no-name player. Is
Alec
he not?
Pierce, their second round draft pick out of Cincinnati, their first pick in the draft.
All right, maybe not. Maybe no name was too strong.
Sheesh.
You thought you did a horrible job in the interview. I thought you were fine.
Interview sucked.
What do you mean the interview sucked?
I didn't like the way I asked the questions.
He was bad?
No,
I didn't think he
was
bad.
No, he was good. I didn't like the questions I asked.
You're being too critical on yourself.
I couldn't even understand what I was saying. Thought I asked some softball questions. You know, you got to ask the hard-hitting questions. I didn't do so. I didn't like it.
You don't always have to ask the hard-hitting questions. You just have to ask the fair questions. And sometimes people confuse the fair questions as hard-hitting questions because a lot of people just are cowards when they interview people. And they just try to pucker up and basically French kiss the person that they're interviewing. I thought you were fine, though.
Well, thank you, sir.
One thing that you got to fix on that podcast.
Here we go. Name. I know. Not the name.
The name sucks, but it's fine. You guys
name
are, post-
sucks,
you
but
guys
it's
are
fine.
Posting videos, and you guys look like bobbleheads. I said this to you before, but you guys are every time you guys speak, you guys are just shaking your head, I get dizzy when I watch it. It's good content.
Guess we agree too much. I'm going to start stirring up the pot.
Now, I've only listened to the interview, and then I think your first podcast, I listened to like the first 10 minutes. Do you guys ever disagree about anything?
Not too much. I will say this.
Get George on the line. I got to tell George to start disagreeing with you.
It's harder. Now I think we can start getting into it because now there's actual games to talk about and people react to what they see differently, which is good. Training camp, I mean, look, training camp battles, you know, talking about the third string left guard at times or, you know, the first quarter of a preseason game. It's hard to really have strong opinions or disagreements. Break it down, you know, Colts, Bills, preseason game number one.
Are you worried for this game? I know you're already worried, but now your boy Darius Leonard, who's now going by Shaquille Leonard, is out for the game.
I'm actually very excited he's out. That's a good thing.
What?
Don't rush him back. Week three is really when the Colts season starts for Shaquille Leonard.
I almost
at home
coughed up a lung
against
there.
The Chiefs. Then week four, Titans come to town.
Those two
games are much more important than the Texans and the Jaguars.
I was never expecting you to say that you're excited that your best defensive player is now out for this
he's
game.
He's been back to practice for less than a week. He's missed the entire offseason. He hasn't been able to walk.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it felt like earlier this morning that they were a little bit more optimistic that he was going to play, and then, boom, they ruled him out.
It's been a very weird week. He practiced in full the first day he was back. Then limited, then it's always there, but he's not. He hasn't done anything all offseason. Don't put him out there. Play it safe, all right? The season starts week three.
You know what? I'm a little bit concerned.
They lose to the Texans.
You're not losing to the Texans.
So help me God.
But I think Darius Leonard would have played week one. Shaq Leonard? I don't know.
Here we go.
One of the toughest guys in the NFL changes his name or now starts going by his middle name. And boom.
Here we go.
Not on the field. Not on
starting,
the field.
You know what? I hope he hears that. I'm going to send it to him. Shaquille, here's a little extra motivation. Still don't play on Sunday, please. But just remember this on week 3 and take the field against Patrick Mahomes and leave no doubt.
Wow. You now search Darius Leonard on Google. It comes up as Shaquille Leonard.
Google smart.
That's a quick change. And he always used to go by Shaq, his middle name? And he just didn't feel like he could in the NFL?
Well, I guess friends, family, maybe even some teammates used to call him that, but I guess it wasn't public knowledge.
You know what his nickname is?
The Maniac.
Yeah, they should just call him the Maniac.
Well, that's his nickname.
Yeah, but I would keep Darius Leonard and just go, I want to be called the Maniac.
The Maniac? That's actually a little annoying. It's long. I know Shaquille is long, too, but
no,
the
just,
Maniac.
Just
Leonard.
The Maniac. No, no, no. You don't have to say Leonard.
Just the Maniac?
The Maniac.
A lot of people call him the Maniac.
Problem is, though, if you call yourself the Maniac, you got to get your ass in the field week 1.
Oh, my. Okay.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you are wrong.
How am I wrong?
It's not hit. He's fine. You got to get hurt. Now what? Now anyone that gets hurt in the NFL, take away all their nicknames. They all
no,
not
no,
tough.
That's what I'm saying.
Not tough.
That you're not hearing me correctly. You're not listening to me. If he went by the Maniac instead of Shaquille, like full-time guys just call me the Maniac, it would be a bad look if he wasn't on the field week 1. That's what I'm saying. Now, he didn't do that, so I'm not going to blast the guy for not being on the field week 1.
Thank God he didn't change the name to the Maniac. It would have been, that would have been the lead of the show, I think. The Maniac.
No, basically, just spent 10 minutes on it right now on the first football Friday of the year, the second hour of this program.
I hope you're listening, Shaq.
Damn, this segment's really going off the rails. I can't believe we just did 5 minutes on people I can't stand and then Shaquille Leonard. Can I just call him Darius Leonard? Do I have to really call him Shaquille Leonard?
You can do what you want. I'll call him Shaq. You can call him Darius.
Are you calling him Shaquille on the podcast?
Yes.
Are you too
Shaquille
sheep?
Leonard.
The two Colts people, are you guys calling him Shaquille Leonard?
Yeah. If you want to be called it, who am I to be like, no, I'm not calling you that. Now, if it was something absurd, like call me the Maniac, that's all I want to be known as, okay, maybe you're reaching.
Well, you know what? To be fair, I guess he was originally Mike Stanton, and then people wanted to start calling him Giancarlo.
And people acquiesced, including yourself.
Well, no, I changed that when John Sterling started going, Giancarlo, no si puesto parlo. That was pretty badass. At first, I probably said, yeah, I'll just call him Mike.
Would you ever call him that to his face? I mean, he's pretty big.
I sat next to, at the time, his girlfriend once at a Yankee game.
Interesting.
I did not know it was his girlfriend. And the next day, or 3 days afterwards, some article came out. I guess they broke up or something.
Oh, jeez.
It was very shortly
Holy
after
smokes.
That. Or it was either they broke up or they were trolling someone or something. And my friend goes, oh, you know that girl that was like, 2 rows in front of us at the game? It's Giancarlo Stanton's girlfriend.
Wow.
How about that?
Good thing you tried to hit on her. That would have been bad for you.
She was a model. I know my place. I know what my coverage is.
Hello there, lovely lady. Great day for a ball game, huh?
Are you getting me my beer? Did you bring me a hot dog?
Takes a right out of hand. Oh, thank you, sir.
Where's the ketchup and the mustard, sir? Well, wasn't it Zach Britton who changed the name? The way that he spelled his first name?
Oh, from a C to a K?
Yeah, I
or
think.
Or vice versa?
I think it was something like that. Let me look it up.
Zach you can't Britton. Be doing that.
Yeah, now he's going with the CK.
You can, I mean, first of all, I guess I kind of like the CK better than
he
the K.
He spelled Zachary, by the way. Z-A-C-K-A-R-Y. Ugh. Now, I'm a Zachary. Z-A-C-H.
Right.
A-R-Y. I've never heard anyone... I've heard people go Zach, Z-A-C-K. I didn't know people spelled Zachary, Z-A-C-K-A-R-Y. Now, sometimes when I check into hotels, they'll spell my name Z-A-K. Oh, no, Z-A-C-K-E-R-Y.
Sounding it out. Zachary.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go. All right. And this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Real quickly, before we'll get to news brief on the other side. Give me a team this weekend, Hot Take Hickey. That needs to win this weekend. A team that you look at and you just go, they need to win to get their season off to the right start. Who would your team be?
I'd say the Browns. Cleveland Browns.
Wow, not the Panthers?
Not the Panthers. Forget about Baker for a second. You need this win because if you are trying to be a playoff team, which...
When Watson comes back?
Roster-wise, they are. They need this win. We've talked about the tough stretch in really the second half of the Deshaun Watson suspension. For Jacoby Brissett, you need every win the first 6 weeks you can get. That starts week 1.
You need to beat the Panthers. You need to beat the Jets. You need to beat the Steelers. You need to beat the Falcons. And the Dolphins. Like, if you get those five, if you get five wins before he comes back against the Texans, you would take that. I don't think they will beat all those teams. Because then you get into teams like the Chargers with Brissett, the Patriots. You could beat the Patriots. You know, you could beat the Patriots. I'll throw them in that mix as well. Ravens, probably not when you have Jacoby Brissett. Bengals, probably not when you have Jacoby Brissett in Tampa. And Buffalo, probably not when you have Jacoby Brissett. Those games like the Panthers, the Jets, the Steelers, the Falcons, not that they're all gimmies. Patriots, Dolphins, like you got to go win those games. You got to go win five out of those six games to give yourself a puncher's chance when Watson does come back. I think a team that needs to win this weekend, Miami. If Miami loses, and I hope they lose. I hope they lose by 50, if I'm being honest with you. But if they lose, maybe some of the media darling hype with Mike McDaniel starts to fade away quickly, or people then start to even question Tua more. But they gave Tua all the weapons this offseason. There's no more excuses. You took the excuses away. He's got to go show up and ball out. I'll tell you another team that needs to win this weekend. Philadelphia Eagles. If the Eagles lose to the Lions, whew, that's a team that I think will win the NFC East. That's a brutal look, though, if you lose to Detroit. You know why the Eagles also have to find a way to beat Detroit this week? You have any idea how to take Iggy?
I don't.
I have to then pay up a big bet.
Oh, of course.
Big bet.
That's right.
With Angelo. Because Angelo
right.
down at the shore about a month ago was saying he's picking the Lions to win. And I said the Eagles are going to win that game. So I have to cater in Del Frisco's to WIP.
Yeah, you need a big Eagles win.
Yeah, especially to feed that morning show. That's not a...
Not going to be a small, a 10-ounce steak and call it a day,
No. There's going to be trays and trays and trays of food. Give me another team that needs to win this weekend.
Now, I'm going to go in a game that I think I could argue both. Raiders-Chargers. I think the Raiders need it more than the Chargers. But I think both equal. You can make a real argument either side. They really need to start off with a win. Chargers, obviously a lot of hype. Raiders, same thing.
I'll give you two more. I think Dallas needs to win this weekend. Dallas is stuck in that category where we look at them as a good team, not a great team. They're going up against the GOAT. They're going up against Tom Brady. They almost beat them last year. And everyone, I wasn't, but everyone's giving them a moral victory for the Dallas Cowboys. Dak's got to show me that he could be great. So why not be great up against the greatest quarterback to ever participate in the game? And if Tampa loses the game, yeah, I know there'll be a bunch of jackass in the media. Oh, Brady's not locked in. Oh, Buccaneers are going to be struggling. If they lose this game, it's not a big deal for Tampa Bay. This game means a whole lot more for Dallas than it does Tampa Bay. You disagree with that one. Because I saw you let out a big sigh on the other side of the glass.
I don't know if I would say either team is like a must. I would agree that if you say who needs it more, I would say the Cowboys. But I don't think if we have a repeat of last year.
What are we doing then with Dallas? Is Dallas just trying to be the team that it's just good? Or are they ever going to take the next step? And this is the year that you better go take the next step or your coaches is going to be looking for new work next year.
But also with pressure, doesn't come expectations leads into pressure, right? I don't know if there's even high expectations for the Cowboys. Like a lot of people are picking the Eagles to win the division.
Yes, they are.
So it's like with the injuries, with the losses Jones, and free agency, it's like no one's really thinking this Cowboys team is going to be very good.
I think there's a difference. I think
like a playoff team.
I think people think they're going to be a playoff team, but
nowhere
more than that.
Super Bowl
you go
contender.
Through Tampa Week One, that moves the needle a little bit. And I'll give you one more here. San Francisco better trounce, destroy, annihilate the Chicago Bears. That would be huge for Trey Lance. You could shut people up for a week about Jimmy Garoppolo.
That would not be, Monday morning will not be a good one for Trey Lance if we're sitting here talking about a Bears victory.
And you know what? I got one more for you. Ooh. Cincinnati. Cincinnati won a Super Bowl. You got to a Super Bowl last year. Some people are down on them. You're going up against Mitch Trubisky. Are you starting your year saying Mitch Trubisky beat us, or are you going to beat the snot out of him? That's a big one for the Bengals to open up this season. Come on back with the news brief. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas, whatever your wildest dreams. If you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Wow. You want to feel old here, hot take cookie?
No, but I guess we will.
Do you know what tomorrow is?
Tomorrow is Saturday the 10th. That's all I can really give you.
I wouldn't call this a big event, but outside of college football, do you know what's happening tomorrow?
Outside of college football?
Uh-huh. I didn't stutter.
I have no idea.
If I give you the initials, will you be able to get it?
Maybe.
I'll be shocked. LB versus AP. Some may say all day.
Adrian Peterson against you said LP?
LB. B as in boy. B as in Bob. B as in Barry.
LB.
B as in bozo.
I have no idea. Is this a boxing match?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Adrian Peterson against Le'Veon Bell.
Jeez.
Who the heck is watching that?
Enough. Who cares?
And with all that's going on off the field with Adrian Peterson, do we now need him in a boxing match too? You couldn't pay me to watch that.
They're clearly doing it for the money. Who is shelling out, like, what companies and what avatars are shelling out big money to sponsor this?
Do they really need money, though?
Why else would you do it?
I know Le'Veon Bell messed up the contract, but he still got paid a fortune by the Jets.
I mean, I would agree, but it's like...
And Adrian Peterson made a fortune in his career. Maybe they didn't manage their money well, but...
Why else would you be doing it at this age? Competition?
You see what happens with the Paul brothers, and maybe you just think that you could do that? And probably competition. Jeez. You're right.
I hope it's more competition than money, but yeah. Either way, miss me with that.
Kind of pathetic for both.
Also, greatly promoted.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
If I've seen on Twitter, I saw Barstool tweet about it.
Where is it on?
You're asking me? I don't know.
Interesting.
Jeez. Sean McVay says the majority of the blame for the loss is on his shoulders.
When you look at a lot of the ways that this game unfolded, I feel a huge sense of responsibility to this team. We weren't ready to go. I take a lot of pride in that, and that's on me. I got to do better. There was a lot of decisions that I made that I felt like didn't put our players in good enough spots. This was a humbling experience, but we're going to stay connected.
I think there's two words you could use about this loss last night. You could say you're disappointed in the Rams or you're concerned about the Rams. Sean McVay says he's not concerned that week one exposed the Rams.
I have total belief and confidence in what we can do moving forward. Whether we won tonight or whether we had a humbling experience like this, we've got 16 games guaranteed left. And we're going to dust ourselves off. We're going to look ourselves in the mirror. We're going to be accountable to the things that we can all do better within the framework of our roles. And we're going to move forward the right way. And that's all I know how to do.
Tell your offensive line to wake up. They allowed seven sacks last night. That's a big-time problem. Matthew Stafford, 3 interceptions last night, and they want to put that Hall of Fame career on pause. He says there's nowhere to go but up after this game.
We can play a whole lot better than that. I know that. As disappointing as tonight is, you never want to start the season away that way. It really doesn't matter if it's the first game, last game, whatever it is. You want to win them all. Didn't accomplish that goal tonight. Didn't play well enough to do it.
Remember how
big of a talking point that was right after the Super Bowl? Matthew Stafford in the Hall of Fame. That kind of just went away. Now, I'm not going to freak out after one game, but if he wants to go have a Hall of Fame career, he's got to have great statistics the next 3 years. And if you go win another Super Bowl, that would obviously help your case, but at least you got one. So they can't say, oh, you never won anything. Von Miller. He was asked after the game if Odell Beckham Jr. could join the Bills with all that Odell was playing up about that last night.
I mean, well, he said whoever won this game, that's where he was going to go, you know. So, I mean, you know, it's truth behind every joke, you know. So we just had to see, man. He's, you know, he's a huge part of our success last year. And, you know, whenever he gets healthy, man, I'm sure it's a lot of teams that, you know, going to be wanting him. And, you know, we just got to wait and see, man. I think we did everything we could possibly do to get him. We just got to, you know, wait till he gets healthy, man. We got a great squad over here, and I think everybody, you know, saw it, man. I think Josh, you know, add another weapon, man. That's just another guy that we could get the ball to, man. But right now, man, we got a great group of guys, man. You know, Isaiah McKenzie, Gabe Davis, Dawson Knox, Diggs, man. Running backs went crazy today. Offensive line, Brock DeWill. We got a great team, man. And you know, we're just gonna keep going. And you know, whenever he gets healthy, we'll see what happens.
Fact or fiction, Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be making his way to the Buffalo Bills. Be playing Orchard Park.
Fiction.
Ooh. I'm going to go fact. You're saying fiction because you think Odell still wants to be the star, and there's other places where he could go be the star and be needed more. Cough, cough. Maybe L.A. or maybe, cough, cough, the Green Bay Packers. That's what you're going to tell me?
I was still in the Rams. I would be very surprised, actually, if he's anywhere but L.A.
Let's go to Josh Allen. He says there's still room for improvement, even though the Bills last night beat the defending champs by 21 points.
We were 90% on third down. Like, that's a recipe for success. And, again, four turnovers, that's way too many. So we've got a lot to clean up. But like Vaughn said, we'll celebrate this one. It's hard to win in this league, especially against good teams, and that's a really good team we just played.
Remember last year, Hot Take Hickey, when you said Carson Wentz was better than Josh Allen?
For like an hour, but yes, I do recall saying that. There's a misjudgment. I was wrapped up in the heat of the moment. I think it was right. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that was right around the time the Colts pounded the Bills. Now, Carson Wentz didn't do anything in that game, but
woof,
not great, not great.
You've also been critical of Sean McDermott, which I don't get. When the guy's made the playoffs 4 to 5 years in Buffalo, Sean McDermott says there's still a long way to go for his team as well.
It's just about winning one game. And that's what it was. We came together in the second half, played good complementary football, starting with the opening kickoff of the second half. You know, still some things we have to work on in terms of taking care of the football.
Deadline was today. The Ravens have come out and said they will not reach a new agreement with Lamar Jackson before the start of this season. John Harbaugh has no doubt that Lamar will be the Ravens QB for a very long time.
I mean, I think all the feelings that you would expect that anybody would have, you know, you probably have. You know, I wasn't, probably not for me as much because I wasn't directly involved with any back and forth. But, you know, you're hopeful. But there's still, you know, those things will work themselves out in the end. I'm confident that. I think I said at the beginning, that'll happen when it's time, you know, and when it's time, it'll happen. So Lamar's playing quarterback. He's going to be playing quarterback here for a long time. He and I talked about it yesterday a little bit, like, hey, man, let's go be our best and go focus on football. And that's what he's been doing all along. So I know nothing will change with that. And just focused on Sunday.
Answer this for me, Hot Take Hickey. For a few months, it was the Ravens begging Lamar to get to the negotiation table and get to the tables. Then Lamar finally acknowledged, okay, I want to get a deal done. They didn't get a deal done. Why didn't a deal get done?
If I had to blame one side, I would blame the Ravens more than Lamar.
You think the Ravens lowballed him?
Lowballed him.
I think it's tricky here. Because if I'm Lamar, I'm saying I want the Deshaun Watson deal. And $1 million more than what Deshaun Watson got. Now, Kyler Murray didn't get that. We've seen other extensions happen. Russell Wilson didn't get that. But just because those guys didn't get it, if I'm Lamar, you built the entire offense around me. I want a unanimous MVP here. You want to go rebuild and find something better? Be my guest. I would not move off that stance of the guaranteed deal. Now, if Bajotti keeps on saying, we're not going to do that, I would think you got to find somewhere middle ground, but it'd still have to lean more towards the side of Lamar Jackson winning that one. So you don't think they were ever even close?
No, I think they were maybe in the ballpark, but, you know, for we're sitting here and not getting a deal done, I would still say it's more the Ravens for just how much they talked before. There's no reason not to get a deal done.
Kevin O'Connell going to make his debut in the regular season as the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. They're going up against the Green Bay Packers. Kevin O'Connell says the Vikings need to keep their emotions in check up against the Packers.
I know with any rivalry game, it comes down a lot of times to the little things, the execution, the detail, and sometimes the emotion of it. You don't want to let it get the best of you or your team.
I can see the Vikings winning that game. I'm actually feeling good about the Vikings this weekend, and I usually never pick against the Packers. That spread seems funky to me, of Green Bay only being a point and a half favorite. Let's go to Mike McCarthy, Sunday Night Football. Bum, bum, ba-da-bum, bum, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-bum. Be emanating in Dallas at Jerry's World. Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth. Was there no sliding last night by Collinsworth? I saw some tweets about that.
End of an era.
They're not doing it ever?
I guess not.
Why?
They retired it along with Al Michaels working for them, I guess.
That's lame. We need the slide in.
I didn't think it was ever, you know, hand in hand with Al Michaels in the slide. I figured it's a Collinsworth thing, right? So keep the slide alive.
I would agree with you. Well, Mike McCarthy, just like the owner of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, McCarthy says the Cowboys need to establish the run up against the Buccaneers, right? Because the entire team, it goes to Ezekiel Elliott, according to Jarrah.
At the end of the day, you have to run the football. There's definitely points in the game that you have to be able to run it when everybody in the stadium knows you're going to run it. So, and that's, you know, that's our mindset, and I think we've had really good work throughout the training camp.
He doesn't inspire confidence. Don't get me wrong, the dude's won a Super Bowl in this league, but every time he speaks, kind of just sounds miserable. He kind of just sounds like he knows that it's a good chance he's going to get fired at the end of the year. Let's go to Davante Adams. It's going to be a heck of a game. Raiders, Chargers, 4:25 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Davante Adams now with the Raiders. Says the vibes are high in Las Vegas.
Based off of the energy within each player, and, you know, it's a lot of new faces in this building, too. So you can see that it's a, kind of a rejuvenated feeling, you know, having some new people and obviously the new coaches in here as well.
Revenge game for Carson Wentz up against the Jacksonville Jaguars after his terrible performance up against the Colts to end out the season last year. Wentz now with the Commanders, where everyone's telling you they think they have their franchise quarterback. Talk to me in about 3 weeks. He says the goal is to start off fast against the Jaguars.
Our goal is to come out and start fast, to convert third downs, to stay on the field, all of those things. But every week's different. But I'm confident that Coach Turner will put us in the right place to succeed, and we just got to execute.
Play me that one more time. I want to hear that again.
Our goal is to come out and start fast, to convert third downs, to stay on the field, all of those things. But every week's different. But I'm confident that Coach Turner will put us in the right place to succeed, and we just got to execute.
What does he mean every week's different? Are there other weeks where the goal is to get down by like 10 points or something? That was bizarre.
Definitely some weeks you don't want to get off to a good start on offense.
Like the last week of the season up against Jacksonville. But
no
week
need
one,
for a fast start there.
When the whole season's in front of you, that's when the urgency needs to be there. And finally, Myles Garrett, and if he'll shake Baker Mayfield's hand after the game, this will be the Browns and the Panthers game, 1 p.m. on CBS.
I mean, if the opportunity arises, then sure. But, you know, after the heated battle, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, but we'll see after the game. And you know, I know it may be a good day after Sammy, it may not. So we'll see.
There's two things I don't get here, and one has to do with that game, and one's another game. Why don't you just say yes? I'll shake his hand after the game. Because doesn't that give off an impression that you don't like Baker?
I kind of took it the other way. Like, oh, you know, if I sack him five times, I don't think he'll want to be shaking my hand after the game. That's how I kind of took it.
But then if he kicks my ass, you're not going to shake his hand?
Probably not.
And the other thing, did you hear Pete Carroll the other day? I read this on Pro Football Talk. He was basically asked how the fans should treat Russell Wilson this week, and he said, I'll leave that up to the 12s. It's a bad answer by Pete Carroll. You need to be saying, give him a standing ovation, and once the game plays, boo the crap out of him. Those are two things that I'm watching now for. I'm not usually a big post-game handshake guy. I want to see Myles Garrett and Baker Mayfield. And Miles, if you want to swing a helmet at Baker Mayfield, just be sponsored by Dr. Teals, and then you never have to answer the question ever again. Just take a page out of Aaron Donald's book after he took a page out of your book. And for the Seahawks, that game's on Monday. If you're a Seattle Seahawks fan and you boo Russell Wilson to start the game, I think that's a bad job. Now, during the game, boo the living crap out of him. He's on the opposing team. I know he left you. I know he didn't want to be there anymore. That guy won you a Super Bowl, though. You got to give him a standing ovation right before the game starts. That's just me. They'll do a tribute video, you got to think, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
They better.
A third-string left tackle gets cut in training camp, and now he gets a whole tribute video these days. It's ridiculous how many tribute videos they do. All right, that's the News Brief. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. When we come on back, we'll talk more about this Lamar Jackson situation. Scott Hansen from Red Zone going to join us 20 minutes from now.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas. Whatever your wildest dreams, if you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
One of my favorite media personalities is Stephen A. Smith. I just love when Stephen A. Smith goes right into a rant and just starts destroying someone. I've always found that to be entertaining, and I think he's one of the more fascinating people that do work in the media field, and clearly he's extremely successful. And I think now we were talking about this Ryan Glassbeagle article from a few weeks ago that Stephen A. Smith's going to be doing a podcast 3 days a week, and he's going to be employed by our parent company, Odyssey. So we'll welcome Stephen A. Smith to the Odyssey family by saying, and he's still going to do all the shows for ESPN that he does, by just basically bringing up this moment today on First Take. So I think we've all been there before, right, Ryan? Where when you speak for 4 hours a day or however long that show is, you say something off the cuff and then you contradict yourself about 10 seconds later. And some talk show hosts just go, oh, I never said that. I never said that. But you've had that moment happen in your young, illustrious career so far, Hot Take Hickey, right?
I've contradicted myself before, absolutely.
Or you've ever said something and you go, ooh, yeah, maybe I was just reaching in the moment.
Well, that has happened, you know, a few times. I have to check my own self.
Well, I'm watching this clip today where Stephen A. Smith is asked, who's going to be the team that will score the most points this weekend in the NFL? And he goes, the Los Angeles Chargers, Herbert, Eckler, Keenan Allen, Williams. He goes through the entire roster. Then Molly, I think it was Molly, on the follow-up, goes, who do you like to win, the Chargers and the Raiders? And he takes the Raiders. Now, help me out here, because I'm not great with math. I went to Temple. Sometimes I mess things up. Stephen A. Smith used to cover Temple football and Temple basketball for the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm not the greatest math student in the world. I once reported that, or someone asked me off the cuff, weekend overnight, how much of a chance do you give Loyola Chicago to win a game when they were going on that run with Porter Moser? And I said, oh, 60-30. And I give them a 60-30 chance to go win the game. And then someone called in and they said, you just said 60-30. What happened to the other 10%? So I've messed up multiple times. I'll mess up 9,000 times more. So a Hot Take Hickey. But Stephen A. Smith, that was hysterical. Yeah, the Chargers are going to score the most points. Who do you like to win that Chargers-Raiders game? Oh, I'm taking the Raiders. Now help me out here, Hickey. Because this has been a tough week for math. Jerry Jones, 1 + 1 = 3. Maybe Jerry Jones, since he was flying around that helicopter with Stephen A. Smith, was giving him some math lessons. How could the Chargers score the most points in week one, but then lose to the Raiders? Can you justify this for me? Can you explain this to me? Because they tell me to go to my producer when you're kind of confused on something and you need a further explanation. Do you have anything for me on this one?
Maybe. So it's Josh McDaniels. Throw that out there. So maybe the Chargers win, let's say, 35-31. Josh McDaniels maybe protests the game. Find something where maybe the PSI in the football.
A stipulation in the rules.
Not where it should be. Maybe Justin Herbert's underinflating his balls. Next thing you know, game's under review, and maybe the NFL says, you know what? You're right. You get the game.
It's not bad.
Otherwise, I don't know how it's mathematically possible to outscore a team and then also lose. We'd love to see it, though. I hope that happens. That'd be a great talking point on Monday, that's for sure.
So Lamar Jackson is not going to get a deal done. And Harbaugh, we just played you the audio in the last segment. He goes, he's confident Lamar Jackson's going to be the quarterback of the Ravens for a very long time. Are you?
No.
Neither am I. I kind of think that either he'll get a new contract and then we'll find a way to request a trade in the foreseeable future, or he's just not going to get another contract, period. The real judgment point here is if he plays a year on the franchise tag. Now, in theory, you go play 2 years on the franchise tag and then cash in after that. But he wanted to get the deal done now, it seems like. Because all throughout the offseason, it was, remember, when Lamar wants to talk and have conversations, tell us to get to the table, and we will, because so far, it's been radio silent. And then probably about a month ago, when training camp got underway, he goes, yeah, I want to get a deal done. Some of the narratives out there aren't true. I want to get a deal done. And yes, I could focus on wanting to win a Super Bowl and then also negotiating a new contract. If you, though, make him play on the franchise tag for a full season, they don't get a deal done next year, is the third time going to be a charm? Because this was strike one. Then you make him play on a franchise tag next year, that's strike two. You know what the numbers are. You know how far apart you are. You're not going to negotiate in season. So it shouldn't be that tough to push the ball over the goal line after the year, you would think. I said this a few weeks ago. I'll say it again. I know that Kirk Cousins got that one-year extension in Minnesota and he'll be their quarterback next year. I would love to see Lamar wind up in Minnesota. Just from the video game kind of Madden presence that they would have with Justin Jefferson, Thielen, Cook, and Lamar Jackson. And then for Lamar, you go to the NFC. NFC's wide open. How much longer Brady's going to play? How much longer Aaron Rodgers going to play? Other than that, what do you really got in the NFC? All right, Stafford's still going with the Rams, but he's getting older. Will Kyler Murray turn into a star? Will Trey Lance turn into a star? I can't even say Justin Fields because the Bears are going to make him wanting to go to a new team. Is Dak ever going to be great? Is Jalen Hurts going to be a star? If I'm Lamar, if I don't get a deal done this offseason, this is how I approach it. I go to the Ravens and say, you don't pay me this offseason, I'm done. I'll play on the franchise tag. I'll play those games, but I'm not going to sign a long-term deal. That's the way that I would approach this as Lamar and make it clear to the Ravens, you have a deadline because deadlines do make deals, and now I have a firm deadline. You want to get a contract extension with me? You extend me next offseason or else whenever I have the opportunity to explore free agency, I will explore it to the fullest. That's the way that I would approach it if I'm Lamar Jackson, Hickey.
And this also does make sense and has me kind of doubting he'll be a Raven. This was the time for the Ravens to get in at a cheaper price than
exactly
than what it's going to be next year or 2 years from
Herbert,
now.
Burrow.
Right.
Some of the guys that are due contract extensions or still are on their rookie deals, the price only goes up and up and up. It behooves them to get a deal done now, and they didn't. Yeah, this seems murky. Something seems funky here. And we'll see if it gets done in the offseason. We know it's not going to get done by week one coming up in 2 days on September 11th. Zach Kelp Show, CBS Sports Radio. Scott Hansen, Red Zone star, next.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas. Whatever your wildest dreams, if you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.